Egypt's revolution bears fruit this month with the nation's first widely contested presidential election. But another force behind last year's uprising, economic discontent, has yet to be eased. For some, there's no end in sight. Mohammed Said Zaki.
We do not know where the country is heading exactly. We come out of a crisis to go into another one.
At a market in the Delta town, Zagzig, northeast of Cairo, business is tough for vegetable vendor Nagieddin Osman.
After the revolution, prices soared. Everything doubled and there is no monitoring. There is no control. Nobody says anything.
In the chaos of the last year, black marketeers have made fortunes from subsidized goods, and average Egyptians are facing shortages. Mohammed Said Zaki.
We cannot get a loaf of bread or gas canisters or many other things, and unemployment is rising.
It's not just individual Egyptians who are hurting. The nation's debts are mounting, foreign reserves are dropping, and every flare-up of political protest delays recovery in the key tourism industry. Western-oriented economists say the nation needs an injection of foreign cash, but distrust of foreign powers runs deep. More to the point, some say, Egypt is rich enough on its own. Corruption, they argue, is the problem.
Excuse me, the country has lots of resources, but they're not distributed equally.
Most candidates have promised to stamp out the cronyism and favoritism of the past, but their economic platforms, for the large part, remain generalities, and it remains unclear how much power the winner will wield. Abdulhamid Sayed, now retired, has heard a lifetime of promises.
All we need is that these poor people can make a living. This is all we need from the President of the Republic, or from anyone.
He plans to vote and hopes this time it will make a difference. Elizabeth Arrett, VOA News.